Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and today we're doing the frequency of everything. And the intention is that we might be able to get, that we will get, be able to get to a point where we can intuitively get the frequency of everything and get all of our needs met and get all of our desires or more or just basic needs met through frequency, because frequency is the basis of it all. Before we get started, I want to tell you about some things that are happening around here. We've got our next Sound Healing Certificate program is starting September 6th. If you pay in full by, by July 20th, you can get a discount on both the certificate and the Sound Healing Associate Degree Program. The certificate is the first semester of the Associate Degree Program. And that's three nights a week and some weekends at the Institute. We also have the same program online with live instructors or by video if you can't make it out. And it works really well with the live instructors. That's Tuesday and Thursday night, 6 to 8 p.m., and then also Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. San Francisco time for the online version. And you can do the whole associate degree online as well as just the certificate program. You can start the certificate program online. Let's see, I think the next time, start time is July 23rd, I think. No, I think it's like the 26th, July 26th. And it starts about every couple of weeks online when we have a new course start. Also, we've got the audio recording and production program, which teaches you how to use recording programs to create music that's really effective physically, mentally, emotionally. So whether any style of music you're doing, but especially if you're doing sound healing music, we'll teach you a lot of very powerful tricks on how to actually get things to affect people in a much deeper way, as well as how to just use the program in the first place for audio recording. That also starts in September, September 7th. And we've got the online version that just started. You could actually jump in this week if you want. Otherwise, it'll start in about another month or so. Online, it works really well. We've got it set up so you can hear what we're mixing and see our computer screen at the same time. So it actually works quite well online as well as here at the Institute. Also, we've got coming up in September, September 24th to the 26th is our sixth International Sound Healing Conference. It's out here in the Headlands National Park, just north of the Golden Gate Bridge, right by the beach, in a beautiful setting out here in nature. And we've got on Saturday the 24th, we've got a kids' day with all different types of people presenting information that kids could actually come to. We also have a panel on children on Saturday. And then we're doing have a lot of people that are doing research, including Ellen Amanis, who has done a whole movie on sound healing and sound music and the research behind it for NPR. And then we've got Gary Buchanan, who has been doing research on the frequencies that we actually use for putting on the body. We have all the Sima frequencies, which are just frequencies that you can play on the body with headphones. So you put the headphones right where you have the problem. And we have CDs for muscles, nerves, tendons, ligaments, and all different types of things in the body, organs, different organs, endocrine glands. We even have one for depression as well. And these are frequencies that came from the Germans. And Gary Buchanan was the one that got gifted these frequencies from the guy that collected them, Peter Guy Manners. And so Gary's been not only using them, but he published them in a book. And now he's actually doing more research to refine them and doing some very cool things with them. So he'll be at the conference. We also have music going throughout the day. So we've got sound healing music. And then at night, we're going to have a campfire overlooking the ocean and do drum circles and kirtan. So we also have lodging there at the YMCA where the conference is. It's very inexpensive, $30 a night. And also food is really good organic food as well. And so it's always been an amazing time for these conferences. So you can sign up at globesoundhealingconference.com, globesoundhealingconference.com. If you sign up right now, it's actually an early bird discount until July 10th, but I was just out of town, so I haven't been able to change the link. But if you sign up right away, you can still get the discount. Otherwise, I'm probably going to change it later tonight. Okay. Let's see, what else do we have going on? We do have a gong concert that's going to be happening at the, I forget the exact date, but it's in about August 18th or so. And let's see, we also have our sound healing store at which is at soundoflove.com. We've got all types of crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos. We've got sound tables, sound lounges. We have vibrating little subwoofers, pods that you can put on your body, especially with the Sima frequencies I was talking about. And we've got glasses that are, you know, brain machine glasses that with flashing lights that train your brain into different brainwave states. And we now have a huge amount of major crystals, really high-end crystals, also low-end crystals. But we have, if you're interested in crystals at all, we have some really, I mean, crystals up to like $17,000 crystals that are just spectacular. So you can find that at soundoflove.com. We don't have the crystals posted online yet, but we have just about everything else posted online. We also have our therapy center, where you can get treatments, you can find your soul frequency and be vibrated into bliss with a CD we give you, vibrated into peace. And we do voice analysis online as well, where we can find frequencies that are missing. We can do voice healing at the Institute. We do all types of treatments with, we do massage on the sound table. We do tuning forks, we do crystal bowls, we do a full range of treatments. You can find all that at soundtherapycenter.com. The main website is soundhealingcenter.com, where you can find everything, actually, soundhealingcenter.com. Or you can call me at 415-777-2486. Or you can email me at david at soundhealingcenter.com. You know, the most basic law of physics is that everything has a vibration. Everything not only is vibration, but everything has a specific frequency that it actually vibrates at. And that main frequency is called the fundamental. And in fact, in science, they often define things based on exactly what vibrational rate something is. In fact, all of the elements in chemistry are precisely defined by their vibrational rate, this rate at which they vibrate at. I mean, every hydrogen, oxygen, all of that is all about the vibrational rate. And a lot of science is defining things by their main home frequency. Many things do have many frequencies in it. So a lot of things, in fact, most things are made up of multiple frequencies. Those are called harmonics. But it always, regardless, everything always has a fundamental home frequency besides all the harmonics. And that's the main thing that makes it what it is. The most interesting thing is, once you know the frequency of something, this is pretty major here, you can manifest it. you could manifest it out of thin air, is what a lot of people believe and say, and I've come to believe it as well. There's research that Jeffrey Thompson has done that actually shows that you can actually manufacture oxygen and oxygenate the blood with a specific frequency. We actually have a list of all the vitamins and minerals and the frequency of them. So you could actually tone or use a tone generator with all those frequencies and just play the frequency, and it will manifest from the null point. It will actually manifest that vitamin in your system. It will actually produce it. This is like really, really major to be able to actually not only get vitamins, but imagine that you're hungry. And you simply simply play the frequency of a specific food. So say you want chocolate. Now you're craving some chocolate. You just play the frequency or visualize or make the sound of chocolate and you get it in your system. There's a guy named Corey Good who's on Gaia TV who claims he was in a secret space program, and he looks very believable from all the different interviews. And he says that on the secret space program, they actually have a thing called a replicator, and it uses frequencies to actually create all the food. And he said that what's happening is the space program is about to donate these replicators to every country on the planet simultaneously. So everybody gets it at once, so that then everybody on the planet has food forever and is never hungry again. This is so major. He also talks about these people that live underground, and he says that all of the light underground is created with frequency. So it's, you know, there's all types of levels of this work. I mean, of course, you can use frequency to manifest physical things. They say Sai Baba actually was so good at it in India that he would actually manifest rings and all types of stuff in his hand. He was so good at it that the Indian government started taxing him on the things he would manifest. So this is really profound, especially when it comes to manifesting health. Besides wealth, manifesting health. First of all, if you know the frequency of any disease, you can simply resonate that disease or the cells or whatever is causing the disease, viruses or whatever. You can actually send it a frequency that matches it and turn the volume up and explode it and destroy the disease. There's actually a YouTube video now online where they actually show a guy actually destroying cancer cells with frequencies. In fact, if you do a search for operating room of the future, there's a whole company called, I can't remember their name, that is actually using ultrasound frequencies, which is just frequency, on any type of tumor in the body. So they're doing surgery on people that have brain tumors. And the people go home in an hour with no side effects. They're doing surgery for all types of cancer with frequency. See, what's cool about frequency surgery is the frequencies only affect the things that are the same frequency in the body. So it's just like ultrasound on gallstones or kidney stones. You find the frequency of the gallstone or kidney stone, you turn up the volume and kablooey, it's broken up, it's gone. That disease is gone. This is really the way to go. There's no side effect. Although it's not completely the way to go, and we'll talk about it in a minute, because it's really better to find the frequency of emotions that are creating the disease. Instead of physically breaking up the cancer cells, go in and break up the emotional blockage that's creating the disease in the first place. And not only does the disease go away, but now the cause of the disease is gone. So it never re-manifests, it never comes back. So besides focusing on what's wrong, things that are wrong in the body, you can also focus on what's right. And that's even a better way to go. You simply play the frequency of each cell to the body. So that when you match the healthy frequency of a cell, then that cell just starts humming and is healthy. So once we have the frequency of all cells and or a way to find it, if it's different from person to person, then we just have to have a way to find it. And it's not that hard to do. Then we can completely resonate not only cells, but every part of the body into harmony, into complete health. And that's why we created the Genome Project. And if you do a search or go to Genome, GeneOM.com, you can see our research project where we're finding every frequency in the body so that we can resonate it into health. This is major, really major. You know, it's funny, you know, some people say that, oh, we could wipe out this whole medical field and really cause a major problem with our economy. But the truth is, if people are healthy, they actually produce way more economically. So when everybody's healthy, it's actually a much healthier economic system. So we just have to do a little political work around transforming the system, which could be a little tricky and a little dangerous for that matter, but we'll do it step by step and till things transform. So that, I mean, you know, if you think about it, every pharmaceutical is a frequency or a combination of frequencies. A combination of frequencies with harmonics is called a timbre or a tone. So all the different pharmaceuticals are a certain timbre. And if we just simply find the frequency of those, we could create the pharmaceuticals as frequency medicine. Maybe don't want to do that, but, you know, there's just finding the frequency of what's right is even better. So the whole deal is really getting to the point of knowing these frequencies. We can do it through research, we can do it through studies, or the ultimate way to do it is to get people high enough where they're in a state of love and light and bliss all the time, so that you get given the key to see and know all these frequencies intuitively. It's like the shaman. The shaman's done the work over many lifetimes to get to the point where they're in a high enough vibration, so to speak, so that they just see the actual song of the plant. They see the actual relationship between the frequencies in the plant and the frequencies in the body. They see all and just know. Just like the Tibetan Lama. The Tibetan Lama, they know people's past lives. You know, so you know all frequencies in the universe. And this is how most herbs were discovered, was through this knowing. When Native Americans would look at plants, they just knew what it was for. And that's the ultimate, instead of just doing research, which takes forever and ever, really, to get that specific. Then we go into a high state, and where you're given the gift of knowing. It's basically a state of enlightenment. I mean, ultimately, imagine you can actually just pull up the frequencies on the internet for enlightenment and be transformed. This is where we're headed. It's a good time to play a song I did called Enlightenment that is actually has frequencies based on enlightenment that are embedded in the quantum field in this song. So let's listen to Enlightenment and be enlightened. Enjoy. Everything has a frequency. And when you find that frequency, you have the key. Every gemstone has a frequency. Every crystal has a frequency. And they put these frequencies into you when you work with them. My kitty cat's eaten my plant, which has a frequency. Every food, every bit of food you eat has a frequency. And in fact, what we do when we look at a menu or choose what we're going to eat at any time is we're basically doing a frequency sweep to see what we imagine what food would feel good inside. And there's two ways you can go. You can have food that is really what feels the best for you healthy-wise, or you can have food that is the most fun and most interesting as far as what you know, might have a glass of wine or something, or a certain sweet, you know, that. And so it's just a matter of becoming more aware of the frequencies around you. And the trick to this is to really just listen. As Bev up in Mount Shasta, who has the crystal room, where she helps make all the crystal bowls, she actually says, you just need to be still enough to listen and hear, still enough to hear the frequencies. And it's really the key is, like, you know, you may think, oh, I'm not an intuitive, I can't hear the frequency of something. How much have you tried? Until you try, you can't really say that. Because we have people every semester, often people will say, what the hell are you talking about? I can't find the frequency of my kidneys. Stop it. I'm sorry. I'm going to stop my kitty from eating the plants. Okay. So, no, you can. People will say, oh, my God, I can't find it. And then by the end of the semester, someone's going, I've had this happen. Where a student will say, Dave, I just found the frequency of my Lyme's disease. What do I do with it? In meditation, I found it. Or even better, Dave, I just found the frequency of my mom's cancer. What do I do with it? What do I do with it? And so then you can use frequencies to break it up once you find it. Or you can find the frequency of what's right. There's one way to find a frequency is to do a frequency sweep. Every space has an actual frequency where vibrations will bounce back and forth between the walls of that space. There's actually a mathematical formula for finding that frequency, and you could actually use that mathematical formula. In fact, in your shower, if you simply measure the distance between the two walls in your shower and actually divide that number of feet into 1130, which is the speed of sound at feet per second, then you will get the actual frequency that resonates between those two walls. So simply measure, if it's 2 feet across, which is a little small shower, but just, or maybe 3 feet across, you divide 3 into 1130 and you get a frequency a little below 400 hertz. So you can actually measure things and find the frequency, but what's cool about spaces is when you hit the frequency of a space, it actually creates a standing wave, which actually boosts the volume at that frequency. So I can actually find the resonant frequency of my mouth and I hit it, I'll hear it get louder. Right there, I'm hitting it. I'm going to get right on that frequency now. Same thing in the shower. When you hit a frequency in the shower by doing a frequency sweep up and down, when you hit it, it's louder. It's like, right? That's very, very, then you know the frequency of the shower just by going up and down in frequency with your voice. When it gets louder, that's it. You can even put your hand on your chest and go up and down in frequency. And when your hand vibrates the most, you'll feel it. When your chest vibrates the most, you'll feel it in your hand. And so you can actually find the resonant frequency of your chest cavity. Oh, you can try it. Try it. Put your hand on your chest and go up and down in frequency until it vibrates the most. I'll do it myself. Oh, right about there for me. Oh. It's like when you can actually do this for your neck cavity, you can do it for your skull cavity, and you can hear it when it gets louder. For things like kidneys or adrenals or any of the endocrine glands or any of the organs, it's sometimes hard to hear it because they're so small and you kind of get distracted by the vibrations in your chest cavity anyway. So for that, what you want to do is actually do it intuitively, where you can, and I like to actually do it in my head, where I'll actually go up and down in frequency in my head and intuitively land on the frequency. So if I were to find the frequency of my kidneys, it would be like this. I'm just going to go up and down until I hear it. You can try it too. Again, I'm doing it silently. And this is what I get. Even if you get it wrong, you're still sending positive energy to it. You're sending energy. You're massaging it. You're sending it a consistent tone, which is what the most important part is getting that consistent vibration back into your organs as opposed to the chaos of stress. If you get the frequency right, there's a bonus. Then you can actually kickstart it into vibrating at a healthy state again. Right? So you can do this intuitively. If you practice it, you get better and better at it. You could actually find the resonant frequency of your adrenals. You know, and whenever you've got adrenal fatigue, which is just about everybody, you simply make the sound of the adrenals. Or you could find the frequency of the actual thymus, which is a portal to universal love. So, you know, you could even just, you could find the frequency of your thyroid. If you got thyroid problems, and vibrate that just by doing this frequency sweep up and down. There are charts of frequencies for these, but, you know, I think people are different from person to person, so I think it's better to find it yourself. And ultimately, that's where we need to go, is to be empowered to know all frequencies. You can find the frequency of your pituitary gland and open up your third eye. You find the frequency of the pineal gland and tone that, or use a tone generator on it. And you open up your crown chakra to spirit. This is quite amazing. But you know, the next step is to find the frequency of emotions. You can find frequency of negative emotions and break them up with either a loud sound or dissonance, or you could actually do the opposite. Instead of finding what's wrong, you can find the frequency of the emotions that are right, like the frequency of gratitude. Or the frequency of love. Let's take a little pause here and listen to a song called Unconditional Love. It's based on the frequency of love. So bring this frequency of love into your body. Thank you. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to pull up frequency of compassion whenever anybody treats you wrongly? Or even further, just pull up the frequency of joy and live in the frequency of joy. Let me backtrack. Compassion might be like this. Whereas joy would be more like this. It's actually funny. Joy is a much higher frequency. Technically, it was at least people normally go to a higher frequency for joy than compassion. But compassion is a deeper, more profound frequency. All of these, again, it's not often just a frequency. It's often a combination of frequencies, which are called harmonics. And they're simply a bunch of frequencies that make up something. So often it's more complex than just one frequency. You know, I met some people who have actually mapped out the different timbres or the different tones for each organ in the body, because every organ is a combination of frequencies. And when you find that combination of frequencies, it's even more powerful than just the one fundamental frequency. So ultimately, we'll know the combination of frequencies in the body. But even the next step is getting to the point where we know the relationships between the frequencies in of anything, because that's often important as well, to know the relationship between the heart and the liver, the relationship between the kidneys and the adrenals, the relationship between your big toe and your little toe. You get the idea. The relationship between any two things in the universe, especially the relationship between two people musically. Because when people have the same note, there's great chemistry. When people don't have the note, it can often be tension, but then you don't blame. There's no blame. It's just your two different notes. And that's just the way it is. It's very cool. So ultimately, it's even a little more complex. Ultimately, it's the musical flow of the frequencies. It's the relationship of one frequency to the next in a musical flow through the body or through nature. The musical flow as something grows, the musical flow of your soul. So ultimately, it's nice to not only know your soul frequency, so you can access all soul information where you're completely at peace and still, but also to be able to access your soul song. So you know the song of your soul. Let me read this article on soul songs. You gotta pull it up here. Soul song. Here we go. Check this out. When a woman in a certain African tribe knows she is pregnant, she goes out into the wilderness with a few friends, and together they pray and meditate until they hear the song of the child. They recognize that every soul has its own vibration that expresses its unique flavor and purpose. When the women attune to the song, they sing it out loud. Then they return to the tribe and teach it to everyone else. When the child is born, the community gathers and sings the child's song to him or her. Later, when the child enters education, the village gathers and enters and chants the child's song. When the child passes through the initiation to adulthood, the people again come together and sing. At the time of marriage, the person hears his or her song. Finally, when the soul is about to pass from this world, the family and friends gather at the person's bed, just as they did at their birth, and they sing the person to the next life. To the African tribe, there is one other occasion upon which the villagers sing to the child. If at any time during his or her life the person commits a crime or aberrant social act, the individual is called to the center of the village, and the people in the community form a circle around them. They then sing their song to them. The tribe recognizes that the correction for antisocial behavior is not punishment. It is love and remembrance of identity. When you recognize your own song, you have no desire or need to do anything that would hurt another. A friend is someone who knows your song and sings it to you when you have forgotten it. Those who love you are not fooled by mistakes you have made or dark images you hold about yourself. They remember your beauty when you feel ugly, your wholeness when you are broken, your innocence when you feel guilty, and your purpose when you are confused. You may not have grown up in an African tribe that sings your song to you at crucial life transitions, but life is always reminding you when you are in tune with yourself and when you are not. When you feel good, what you're doing matches your song. When you feel awful, it doesn't. In the end, we shall all recognize our song and sing it well. Let me sing you my song that I come up with right now. Aye, aye. Hi, 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 hi. Frequency of everything. May we all be able to get all of our needs met. May we all be abundant on this planet with health care for all. And the frequency and relationship of all people on earth be in harmony. That is our intention. May we hold it for now into lifetimes. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Thank you for listening. Take care.